while studying the surrounding buildings and losing himself momentarily in reverie, he very nearly lost sight of Vivian. She slipped around the corner, just past the shell of an abandoned Taco Bell, as though she were preparing to cross the street and head for the hotel. Breaking into a jog, Ulrich very nearly slipped on a patch of ice. These sidewalks were little tread, and so were the least of the city's concerns when it came to being salted. Whipping around the corner, he caught himself against the brick exterior of the closest building, and then looked at the hotel where Vivian was. Or rather, where she should have been. A gust of chilling wind howled through the empty street, striking the investigator dead on and sending him burrowing into his coat for warmth. Casting a narrow glance in the direction of the hotel, which cut an impressive figure in the orange glow of nearby street lamps, he could find no trace of her. She'd turned the corner only a few moments ago, and could not have possibly evaded him, even if she'd broken into a full-on sprint. Such was the distance between them. He was sure of it. Scrambling out onto the pothole-laden street, he looked both ways, hoping to catch a glimpse of her fleeing, but found none. It was like she'd disappeared, like she'd been swallowed up, like she hadn't even been there at all. Coming up to the front entrance of the Prescott and looking into its dusty front doors, fastened shut with rusted chains, there was no trace of the woman to be seen. Across the street, where the old Taco Bell sat adjacent to a darkened alleyway, there was also no sign. Ulrich was left standing in the middle of the road, hands in his pockets and mind addled with disbelief. Where in the hell could she have gone? People can't just vanish like that. I saw her with my own two eyes. But it's like Michael claimed, she just disappeared. But no, that's not possible. Is it? Standing in the bitter cold, bringing a hand to his brow, he realized that it was only possible if this turned out to be one of those cases. Was he dealing with the supernatural again? His first instinct, hardwired through years of skepticism, was to assure himself that ghosts didn't exist. He had only to think back to his previous cases to know that this was a lie, however. Standing in the road, Ulrich called out to Vivian repeatedly. Had there been anyone there to listen to him, he'd have sounded like an idiot. That there was no one around for some distance soon became clear, however, and he clammed up. His voice echoed off of the abandoned buildings and empty alleyways for some moments after. Perhaps that was all Vivian had been. Some sort of echo, a vestige, a lingering trace of someone that had already passed on. Unsure of how to process this, Ulrich hurried back to his car, keeping always one eye fixed over his shoulder. On the way back, he didn't encounter another living soul.